Good morning, quarter to six and 56 degrees. Welcome to the Wib Wake Show on a Friday on the heels of Consumed by Fire. WWIB, we are family. This is First Thoughts. And before we get to today in history and our devotion, sports on our mind. We had a high school softball doubleheader yesterday. Both of the teams we covered winners. We had the Chi-High win over New Richmond on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com, plus the live video stream on our Wogo Sports YouTube channel and also on WOGO's Sports YouTube channel, plus WOGO on Facebook. McDonald girls with a 3-0 win over Oliva Strum. A lot of strikeouts for both of the pitchers in that game. 13 for the Oliva Strum pitcher, if I understand correctly. And so checking where things sit there on our WOGO sports calendar, coming up on Tuesday, more coverage of softball. Again, Chi-High, same location, radio, and also Wogo Sports YouTube against Holman, a 4-0 winner over Onalaska yesterday. And I think that's going to be a 4:35 pregame again. And also in Division One, River Falls with a huge upset, 4-3 over Toma in 10 innings. Toma was the one seed in this section, so they're out. And so it'll be River Falls at 5-seed Marshfield. Chi-High, the highest seed remaining in that bracket. Interesting, they get the 3-seed in the next round, but the 5 versus the 9, Marshfield versus River Falls on top there. And also in Division Four play, McDonald continues on with a tough contest coming up against Grantsburg on Tuesday as well. And we'll have that one for you on our Wogo Sports YouTube and WOGO on Facebook Tuesday. Both of those from Casper. Busy place there. Wonderful park in Chippewa Falls. Also top of that bracket in D4, Grantsburg and Boysville. So, and watching with interest the Chi-High boys baseball team as they get a 2-seed in their section, deferring to the number one Hudson. They're on a 15-game winning streak, Chi-High boys baseball. And they won't have to play until a week from yesterday, next Thursday. Hey, today in history, this is the day in 1790, Rhode Island became the last of the original 13 colonies to ratify the Constitution. This is the day Wisconsin became the 30th state in 1848. Anybody remember that? Yeah, probably not. And also on this day in 1953, Mount Everest was conquered as Edmund Hillary of New Zealand and Tenzing Norgay of Nepal became the first climbers to reach the summit. Years later, Hillary said he would not have reached the world's largest peak, the highest peak, without his partner.
Teamwork it was that got Tenzing and me to the top of Everest.
That's what they say. Teamwork makes the dream work, and Edmund would agree. And finally, Bob Goff's Devo from Live in Grace, Walk in Love for this May 29th, titled Grace Means Tomorrow is Always a Friend and Yesterday Isn't an Enemy Anymore. Isaiah 43:18 says, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. Bob Goff says, Peter Pan is a unique shadow. You might recall the scene from the Disney movie when Peter and his shadow chase each other around the kids' room until Peter wrestles his shadow down so it can be sewn back on his shoes. Sometimes, Goff says, our past gets stuck to us like our shadows. As much as we try to shake it off or outrun it, we turn around and there it is again. I suppose, he says, you could eliminate your shadow by living in total darkness, but that's no life either, is it? Sometimes I wish I could just detach my past from myself permanently. There'd be no chase on my part. I'd let it run out the door and wave as it headed down the street. Goff writes, we can't escape our shadows like Peter Pan did, if only for a while. In some ways, our past is stuck to us no matter what we do. We don't need to let who we used to be decide who we're going to be. When we treat the shadows of our past like they're living, breathing versions of ourselves today, we give our past too much power. Here's a truth that's worth believing. The stuff that happened yesterday that's hounding you is irrelevant to the tomorrow waiting to greet you. We can move forward in grace knowing the fight with yesterday is over. Grace won, even if we don't realize it yet. Tomorrow is our Neverland, where our tries never run out of time. You can't escape your shadow, of course, but you also don't have to give it as much airtime. Grace means this. Tomorrow is always a friend. It isn't that yesterday didn't happen. It just doesn't matter anymore. Today's question, what from your past do you need to let go of today? What from your past do you need to let go of today? Okay, Peggy Gerlitz says that their grandson, Rexton, turning 1 year old today. Yes, she entered this yesterday. Rexton Sirzik, happy birthday to little Rexton. And also, Carrie Seat lets us know that Bennett has a birthday. He's celebrating his birthday and last day of school this year on the same day today. That's pretty cool. Yeah, that makes it a really nice birthday. Nothing against school, but, you know. Also, for tomorrow, Al Gerlitz lets us know his wife, Peggy, with a birthday tomorrow. Love the first name. Yeah. Way to go marrying a Peggy, Al. Yeah, Al says, wonderful and blessed wife, mother, grandmother, teacher, and servant of the Lord. So Peggy's birthday tomorrow. And then Peggy Gerlitz, that is. And then also we're learning on Sunday, Emma. Emma's 34th birthday on Sunday. Emma Fear says, it's a lot of fun to celebrate with my family. We like to go out and get coffee and dinner as a family. So I think we've taken care of the two for Friday, the Saturday, the Sunday. Boom. And we are caught up. All right, time for another Film Friday discussion with our friend Andrea Polnasek, the award-winning screenwriter from Chippewa Falls. And we pre-record this on Thursday, Thursday, May 28th, which is her birthday. Happy birthday, Andrea.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. In fact, we have a special song for you.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy, happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy, happy birthday and all your dreams are true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday.
All right. So happy birthday.
That's so fun.
So I saw we had a plan for this where we can go with your fandom for Amy Grant. But I saw a post from your brother, Alex. Now, you're the oldest of four Boylan kids from Massachusetts, right?
I am. That is right.
So your brother, Alex, you're the oldest. Where does he fit?
He's the third.
Okay, he's the third.
Yeah.
And then your sister, Alexandra, she brings up the rear number four. All right, well, Alex, right. And apparently you haven't even seen this. This is on your Facebook timeline, so I'm sharing this with you. He says, happy birthday to my amazing older sister. He has a great picture of you holding a little one. And he says, I tell everyone she's an angel because I'm pretty sure she actually is. I honestly don't think she's ever done anything bad in her entire life, he says. And he says she will drop everything to help someone and cares more about other people than anyone I know. Proud to call you my sister, Andrea. Love you. Happy birthday. So we get a...
You got me choked up right away. That's beautiful. Wow. Thanks, Alex. And thank you, Mark, for reading it.
I'm going to guess. I mean, I don't know. This could be JL that you're holding. That's going to be my guess. It is a blonde child. So
actually, I think that's my nephew.
Okay.
It's Alex's son,
oh,
and Max.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Yeah, it's the newest member of the Boylan clan, actually.
Yeah, well, you have a big smile, and it's a great picture and a wonderful tribute. But the thing I wanted to ask you about is the idea of him saying, I don't think she's ever done anything, because being the good girl, if you will, in terms of you're a PK and... there's just different implications of that in terms of even coming to faith in Christ sometimes. And I know you did that young, but then even in terms of the rest of your life, like sharing your testimony, and you and I both know people with dramatic testimonies. And then how does that all work out? So what's the pressure of being the good one who never does anything wrong?
Well, I think there was a lot of pressure when I was younger. Just because, you know, it's funny that he used the word angel, because one of the things that I used to always be frustrated by was when I was in high school, people would make fun of me because I was a pastor's kid, and they would be like, aren't there like angels in your front yard and you can never do anything wrong? And I felt a lot of pressure, but also felt like I just want to be a teenager. But I think more recently as an adult, and I would say probably in the last 10 years, I really just come to be appreciative of the fact that my journey to God and with God has been so consistent. He has spared me from so much hurt and so much pain. And I'm not perfect by any means, but I certainly, because of some of the choices and deciding to follow after him so early and staying pretty consistent, he has spared me from a lot of pain and And given me just an amazing life that I'm really grateful for.
And a lot of surprises, because you aspired to be a helper, a social worker. You got your master's in social work. But at the same time, all of the movie stuff, I mean, maybe people were thinking, oh, that's going to be Alexandra's thing. But you guys have been, you sisters have been able to really team up.
We have, yeah. Well, Alexandra was in Hollywood for 20 years and then invited me in to co-write with her. And then now we just finished our seventh faith-based film together. And I would say the beautiful, when you talk about surprises, the beautiful surprise about that is that actually I think media is one of the biggest influencers in our culture, and it affects mental health in a big way. And so what I do as a day job as a therapist working with people trying to improve mental health, the movies are just another aspect of that, because what we set our mind on and our heart on really makes a big difference in our mental health. And so God's given me this amazing opportunity to be part of making positive art.
Mm-hmm. And of course, one of the things we're continuing to tell people about is the Christmas movie in Chippewa Falls, trying to raise funds. And please check ChippewaFallsMovie.com. ChippewaFallsMovie.com. Andrea, happy birthday, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you.
Well, we do this once a month, courtesy of Made Pro of Eau Claire. WWIB Havo is partnering with Made Pro to give one lucky man or woman a free 4-hour cleaning, a salute to service, saying, again, just in a small way, WWIB and Made Pro, we want to team up to say thank you for all you do for our great nation. We have another winner right here, right now.
Yeah, that's right. Made Pro this month honoring Sarah Brown Jaeger, a member of the Air Force for 24 years.
Now, Sarah's friend nominated her because she admires her hardworking attitude juggling her mothering and attorney duties. She said she brings a positive attitude anywhere she goes and is the first to lift someone's spirits.
Her friend Mackenzie says, as a mother always on the go, I know she would appreciate the opportunity to be pampered.
So again, Sarah Brown Jaeger, a member of the Air Force for 24 years. Our next winner, WWIB and Made Pro, a free 4-hour cleaning. If you'd like to bless your friends as well, you can nominate someone at WWIB.com/MadePro today. That's WWIB.com/MadePro. Congratulations, Sarah, and thank you so much for your service.
Worldwide smartphone shipments are expected to decline 14% this year.
Consumers finally realized AI power just means the autocorrect is wrong with more confidence.
Ah.
Another study concluded that eating good quality chocolate in moderation is good for us.
I assume good quality does not include Cocoa Puffs?
Probably not.
Research shows that women experience more pain in their lifetime than men.
And the study didn't even factor in having to listen to a man describe his fantasy football lineup.
That's rough.
For many of us, gas prices are just getting out of hand.
At most gas stations, premium fuel now includes a free ride to the bank to sign the loan papers.
That's handy.
A scoring issue with a spring ACT left high schoolers across the country with inaccurate test results.
Yeah, somewhere a kid who just guessed C on everything is being recruited by Harvard.
Good luck.
11,000 Americans turn 50 each day.
It's a good time to be in the Velcro sneaker business.
That's the truth.
And finally, we just enjoyed a 3-day weekend for Memorial Day.
Yes, it's the time of year when many men first fire up the grill and their wives first apply first aid.
Uh-huh.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Well, it was a shorter week for us here on the Wib Wake Up Show. So from Tuesday on, we come up with this week's Best of the Week. It's Caleb's birthday.
Happy you know birthday. What? I haven't quite hit 40 yet, but there. Almost there.
39 on the precipice.
Tuesday trivia on the Wib Wake Up Show. It may feel like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday, and so we're diving right in. There are over 7 million of these in America. 7 million what?
Ava from Augusta.
All right, Ava returns. What might your guess be this time?
Horses.
Horses. There are over 7 million horses in America. Do you have a horse?
No.
But
I want one.
Yeah, I was going to say, it just seems like one of those dreams. It's like, oh man, I'd love to be able to have a horse.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Ava. Earlier somebody said dogs, but horses is the right answer.
You got it.
Way to go.
Tuesday trivia solved on a Tuesday by Ava in Augusta. There are over 7 million horses in America. How in the world did you come to that conclusion, Ava?
my friend gave me, my friend told me to say that.
Well, your friend is very smart. Over 7 million horses in America. Absolutely correct.
We're getting a message this morning, 2 minutes ago, from Keith. It says, listening from Hancock, Michigan in the UP this morning. All right, welcome. Whip Wake Up Show, and we're playing Secret Sound.
715-723-2555 is together. We try to figure out what this is. What is it?
Jack from Wabasha.
Jack, take us home, buddy.
Is it flipping down a doorstop?
Is it flipping down the doorstop?
Could that be what this is for Jack in Wabasha?
Yes, it is!
We got ourselves a winner!
Woo-hoo. Yes, that secret sound recorded right here on site relates to opening and closing. It's door-related, think door, we said, and yes, the little door stopper flipping that thing up and down. Halva recorded that right here on site yesterday morning.
Good job, Jack.
Excellent. Thank you.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Caleb. This is Susan calling from Wiki. I've been listening to WWID for over 40 years, and I love you all. Thank you for playing such wonderful music, and God bless.
Best of the week on WWID.
Thank you all so much for participating, for being part of our WWIB family.